Good morning. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then our Wednesday night Bible study meets at 7 p.m. You can check us out on the internet by going to www.independencebaptist.org. You'll find much information there concerning our church. This morning, I'd like to read the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. Notice what this passage states. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Now listen, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul the Apostle is writing to his son in the faith, Timothy. And he's preaching concerning the fact that Jesus Christ came to save sinners. I want you to think about that just for a little while. And that's the topic we'd like to discuss this morning. That Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Well, I wonder, what kind of person was the Apostle Paul before Jesus Christ saved him? Let me read to you the book of Acts chapter 22, verse 4 and 5, and let Paul answer in his own words. Here's what Paul said in Acts 22, verse 4 and verse 5. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound unto Jerusalem for to be punished. Notice here what Paul states concerning the way he was before he was saved. Let me read it to you again. Verse 4, and I persecuted this way unto the death. You see, did you hear that? That Paul actually persecuted God's children and brought them to be executed because of what they believed. Not only did he do that, not only did Paul have people killed, but also he bound them and he delivered them into prisons, both men and women. What kind of sinner was Paul? He was a bad sinner, was he not? He was one who persecuted the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The question this morning is this: who did Christ come to save? Notice that Paul, before he was saved, was a murderer, and he was one who persecuted the church of God, and he is one that Jesus saved. Notice, secondly, another young man in the Bible. The Bible said in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 through 10, a very familiar story. Listen to the reading of this story. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, forasmuch as he also is a son of Abraham. Listen now in verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Notice this story in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 through 10, is the story of Zacchaeus. Well, what kind of man was Zacchaeus before he was saved? Notice that he was the chief among the publicans. The publican is a tax collector, and Zacchaeus is the chief tax collector. He's the head of all the tax collectors. Publicans in those days often set their own tax rate, as much as they could get by with. You see, poor people did not have influence with the government officials to receive a fair rate on their taxes. Wealthy people, on the other hand, had too much influence with government officials. Therefore, they would pay a lower rate than the poor folks, and the poor folks would have to make up the shortage of taxes paid by the wealthy. Then Jesus Christ came and saved Zacchaeus. He was a man who was hated of those folks that were around him. When they saw Zacchaeus, they would say, "There is a cheater. There is a man who is despised of us." And Zacchaeus was a man who did things against everybody else. Notice that Zacchaeus was rich. He knew he had cheated many folks, therefore proclaimed publicly that he was going to give half of his goods to the poor and would restore fourfold to anybody he had falsely accused. Now get this. What kind of person was it that Jesus went to eat with? Zacchaeus was a sinner. Let me ask you this question. Would Jesus eat at your house? Now, you know, sometimes we think Jesus would only come to righteous people and eat with righteous people. But you notice this in the book of Mark chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. "And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick." Listen what Jesus said, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." You see, these scribes and Pharisees, who were religious as far as men could see, were full of dead men's bones on the inside. They were just faking it. They were liars. And Jesus Christ would not eat with them because they believed that they were more righteous than others. But who was it that Jesus chose to eat with? Publicans and sinners. Sinners, those away from God. Now notice point number three. What kind of people make up the church at Corinth? And I want to read to you the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through verse 11, as we consider this very important subject. And the topic here this morning is that Christ came to save sinners. Now notice, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through verse 11. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" Now notice what he says. "Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Wow. Does those two verses, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, do those verses contradict the fact that Jesus came to eat with sinners? Let's read the next verse. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 9 states this, "And such were some of you." Wow. Stop a minute and think about that. Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, and he gives in verse 9 and 10 this long list of terrible, wicked sins. And then in verse 11 he says, "And such were some of you. But you're washed, but you're sanctified, but you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Notice, what kind of sinners were the people that were then members of the church at Corinth? The Bible said, and there's 10 of these that Paul lists. The Bible said they were fornicators. They were guilty of illicit sexual encounters before marriage. They were prostitutes. They were whoremongers. They were involved in much debauchery. Did Jesus come to them and save them? Yes, he did. Listen, I want to tell you this morning that Jesus Christ came to save sinners. Have you been guilty of fornication? Jesus Christ can save you. Understand that it's so. Number two, they were guilty of idolatry. In other words, they were worshipers of an image instead of worshiping the Most High God. Could they be saved? Why, certainly so. Jesus Christ comes to save sinners. Number three, they were adulterers. They had illicit sexual encounters after marriage. They were guilty of prostitution and whoremongering. They were guilty of all kinds of wicked, wicked things. They were effeminate. They were not like they should be, and I'll put that very gently. Number five, they were abusers of themselves with mankind. This simply means that they were sodomites. A sodomite is a homosexual. And the Bible said such were some of you. Understand here that Jesus Christ, when he saved these people, he saved sinners. Oftentimes, we have the idea that we're going to clean up our act, then come to Jesus. But we must come to Jesus as sinners. That's the only people that Jesus saves, is sinners. Today, if you have been guilty of fornication or idolatry or adultery, or if you are a homosexual and you're listening this morning, listen, Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus Christ came to save sinners. Not only that, they were also thieves. Did Jesus Christ come to save thieves? Why, sure he did. Jesus, what is a thief? A thief is somebody that steals what somebody else possesses. There may be somebody listening this morning that's in jail because you've been caught stealing. Can Jesus Christ save you? Yes, he's the only one that can. What about covetousness? That's number seven. This is that person that is eager for that which belongs to another. They're not satisfied nor content with their own possessions, and they desire that which someone else has. Jesus Christ can save a covetous person. Number eight, a drunkard. Some of the members of the church at Corinth were previously drunkards. They were a sot. They were an alcoholic. But Jesus saved them. Can he save you? Sure. What about a reviler? Number nine, this is a blackguard. This is a railer, an abusive person. Jesus Christ can save them. You might have thrown many, many fits, you say, caused by your temper. But listen, Jesus Christ can not only save you from your temper, he can save you from hell. Number 10, there were some extortioners that were members of the church at Corinth. They used to be extortioners. And of course, extortion is seizing that which another person has because you have the power to do so. Let me ask you honestly, do you believe that Jesus Christ saved these people and changed them? Listen, Jesus Christ, by his own shed blood on the cross of Calvary, cleanses from sin, washes white as snow. Have you ever been involved in these things of fornication, idolatry, adultery, effeminate, or perhaps you're a homosexual, or you're a stealer, or you're covetous, or drunkard, or are a reviler, or you're an extortioner? Perhaps you have used methamphetamine until you just about ruined your whole life. Your health is gone. Can Jesus save you? Sure he can. You need to come to Jesus Christ and let him save you. Understand that churches today are full of people that Jesus has saved because they came to Jesus as a sinner. And that's what you need to do today, is to recognize your sinfulness before a most holy God. Recognize that thing that you're doing that God condemns. Just recognize it before God and take God's side and say, I know God is right. And you just trust the Lord Jesus Christ. You turn yourself over completely to God and let him forgive you of your sins. Trust him today is our prayer. Remember this, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Thank you for listening.